Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. My name is Ram Goldar, and here is Maseches Chulin, Daf Yud of the first Perek Kol Shoychetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks for the source for the principle Zil Basaruba, follow the majority. It answers that the pasuk says Achari Rabbi Mahatos, tilt after the many, which teaches to follow the majority opinion in Beis Din. The Gemara replies that there was never a question about the source for Ruba de Isa Kaman, a majority that's in front of us, such as Teisha Chanuyos, 9 stores which sell kosher meat and 1 which sells non-kosher meat, where a piece of meat found in the street is assumed to be from one of the majority of stores and permitted, or Sanhedrin, for example, 12 judges vote to acquit the defendant from capital punishment and 11 vote to convict, we follow the majority and acquit. In such cases where the majority is in front of us, meaning clearly defined, we know from the source given before to follow the majority. Rather, the majority seeks a source for Ruba Delesa Kaman, a majority which is not in front of us. For example, we permit the Yibum of a Katan and Katana, although one of them may be incapable of physically maturing and having children, and would be ineligible for Yibum and prohibited as an Ishas Ach, a brother's wife. We rely on the undefined majority of boys and girls who become capable of having children. Point number 2, Amoraim offered 10 different sources for Ruba Delesa Kaman. After the first 3 involving Karbanas, which might be a Trefa, are rejected, sources are brought from Egla Rufa Paraduma and the Sir Mishtaleach, each of which might be a Trefa and invalid and cannot be dissected to be examined. Ramari then presents a source from Maka Aviva Imo, one who strikes his father and mother who is executed. Valechosh Dilma Rav Avivu, but let us be concerned that he's not actually his father, for it's impossible to know for certain who the father is, since the wife might have had relations and conceived from another man. Rather, it must be that we follow the majority, and most relations are with her husband, even if she was unfaithful. The Gemara objects, perhaps one is only executed for striking his father, where his father and mother were chavushim beis asurin, imprisoned together in jail, where his paternity seems certain. But the Gemara counters, ein apitropos l'arayas, there's no guardian against immorality, and paternity can never be absolutely certain without relying on rov. And point number 3, 3 more sources are brought. Number 1, a murderer is executed, although the victim might have been a trefa, whose murder does not incur the death penalty, and it's forbidden to perform an autopsy. Although one might argue to permit an autopsy to potentially save the murderer from capital punishment, but perhaps there was a fatal hole beforehand in the place where the victim was stabbed. Number 2, Eidim Zomim are killed, although the person whom they plotted to kill might be a trefa. And number 3, meat is permitted after shechita, although the animal might have had a fatal hole in the place of the shechita. However, the Gemara objects, v'dilma heka de efshar, but perhaps where it is possible to avoid relying on rov, it's possible and we do not rely on it. But heka de lo efshar, where it's not possible to avoid relying on rov, it is not possible, so we must rely on rov. Meaning, although there are indeed cases which require relying on rov, perhaps we do not rely on rov when it can be avoided, such as examining all possible defects after shechita or katan or katana regarding yibum, where they can wait until becoming gedolim. The objection stands, and Rashi says relying on rov must be derived from halacha Moshe Mesinai or from Achri Rabbi Mahatos. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, the Gemara asks for the source of the principle, Zil Basaruba, follow the majority. It answers that the pasuk says Acharei Rabbi Mahatos, tilt after the many, which teaches to follow the majority opinion in Beis Din. The Gemara replies that there was never a question about the source for Ruba de Isa Kaman, a majority that's in front of us, such as Teisha Chanuyos, 9 stores which sell kosher meat and 1 which sells non-kosher meat, where a piece of meat found in the street is assumed to be from one of the majority of stores and permitted, or Sanhedrin, for example, 12 judges vote to acquit the defendant from capital punishment and 11 vote to convict, we follow the majority and acquit. In such cases where the majority is in front of us, meaning clearly defined, we know from the source given before to follow the majority. Rather, the majority seeks a source for Ruba Delesa Kaman, a majority which is not in front of us. For example, we permit the Yibum of a Katan and Katana, although one of them may be incapable of physically maturing and having children, and would be ineligible for Yibum and prohibited as an Ishas Ach, a brother's wife. We rely on the undefined majority of boys and girls who become capable of having children. Point number 2, Amoraim offered 10 different sources for Ruba Delesa Kaman. After the first 3 involving Karbanas, which might be a Trefa, are rejected, sources are brought from Egla Rufa Paraduma and the Sir Mishtaleach, each of which might be a Trefa and invalid and cannot be dissected to be examined. Ramari then presents a source from Maka Aviva Imo, one who strikes his father and mother who is executed. Valechosh Dilma Rav Avivu, but let us be concerned that he's not actually his father, for it's impossible to know for certain who the father is, since the wife might have had relations and conceived from another man. Rather, it must be that we follow the majority, Rov Be'ilos Achar Ba'al, and most relations are with their husband, even if she was unfaithful. The Gemara objects, perhaps one is only executed for striking his father, where his father and mother were chavushim bebeis asurin, imprisoned together in jail, where his paternity seems certain. But the Gemara counters, ein apitropos l'arayos, there's no guardian against immorality, and paternity can never be absolutely certain without relying on Rov. And point number three, three more sources abroad. Number one, a murderer is executed, although the victim might have been a trefa, whose murder does not incur the death penalty, and it's forbidden to perform an autopsy. Although one might argue to permit an autopsy to potentially save the murderer from capital punishment, but perhaps there was a fatal hole beforehand in the place where the victim was stabbed. Number two, Edim Zomim are killed, although the person whom they plotted to kill might be a trefa. And number three, meat is permitted after shechita, although the animal might have had a fatal hole in the place of the shechita. However, the Gemara objects, v'dilma heka de'efshar, efshar, but perhaps where it is possible to avoid relying on rov, it's possible and we do not rely on it. But heka de'efshar, lo'efshar, where it's not possible to avoid relying on rov, it is not possible, so we must rely on rov. Meaning, although there are indeed cases which require relying on rov, perhaps we do not rely on rov when it can be avoided, such as examining all possible defects after shechita or katan or katana regarding yibum, where they can wait until becoming gedolim. The objection stands, and Rashi says relying on rov must be derived from halacha Moshe Mesinai or from achrei rabbi mahatos. All right, so now we get our siman daf yud aleph, and our standard siman is stars because of the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, one of the rabbis said that in a case where we can investigate, we should, because heket the efshar efshar, and we do not rely on the rove. Once again, slow motion. When the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars, that must be on Duff Yud Aleph. When the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the source of a Ruba de Isa Kaman, a robe that's in front of us and brings Achri Rabbi Mahatos. So when the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources for Ruba de Leisa Kaman, where the majority is not in front of us. For example, the case where someone strikes his father and is to be executed. But let us be concerned that he's not actually his father, for it's impossible to know for certain who the father is, since the wife might have had relations and conceived from another man. Rather, it must be that we follow the majority, Rov Be'ilos Achar Ha'Baal, and most relations are with her husband, even if she was unfaithful. So when the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, one of the rabbis said that in a case where one can investigate, we should, because heked efshar efshar, and we do not rely on the rov, which reminds the Gemara, says, v'dilma heched efshar efshar, perhaps where it's possible to avoid relying on rov, it's possible and we do not rely on it, but heched lo efshar, lo efshar, where it's not possible to avoid relying on the rov, it's not possible, so we must rely on rov, meaning, although there are indeed cases which require relying on rov, perhaps we do not rely on rov when it can be avoided, such as examining all the possible defects after shechita, or a katan and katana regarding yibum, where they can wait until becoming gedolim. This objection stands, and Rashi says that relying on rov must be derived from halacha Moshe Mesinai or from achrei rabbi Mahatos. So once again, when the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, one of the rabbis said that in a case where we can investigate, we should, because heked efshar efshar, and we do not rely on the rov. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Dav Zayin, so the sermon Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards, that must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to a tzaddik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel, which reminds us, the Gemara related three incidents in which Rabbi Zera did not accept that a tzaddik could have eaten forbidden foods. If even regarding the animals of tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a pitfall through them, is it not certain that the same would hold true for righteous people themselves? The background is the story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and the split river, followed by his donkey refusing to eat tevel. So the armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to Atsadi through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel had a good laugh when some menacing armed guards couldn't even hurt the big toe of the boy revived from the dead by touching the grave of a Navi, which reminds the Gemara teaches Rabbi Chami Bar Chanina's principle, Gedoin Tzedikim B'Misasan Yosim B'Chayehen, that Tzedikim are even greater in their death than they are in life, which is derived from the story of the false Navi who was revived from the dead when his body touched the bones of Elisha. During Elisha's lifetime, an entire process was required to bring a child back to life. So the armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to Atsadik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel had a good laugh when some menacing guards couldn't even hurt the big toe of the boy revived from the dead by touching the grave of a Navi, because it wasn't decreed from above that he should suffer, which reminds us we're one that Yisurim are ordained from heaven and atone like an olav. Rabbi Chanina said, Ein adam nokev etzbo milamata, elim ken machrizin olav milamala. A person does not stub his toe down below on earth unless they first decreed it upon him from above. Dav ches. So the siman dav ches is challah. So here goes. The challah baker, that must be on dav ches, challah. The challah baker, he used a hot shechita knife right from the oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Liben sakim shochaba. If one heated a knife to be white hot and shecht it with it, the shechita is valid because chiduda kodem liyibuna. The knife's sharpness preceded its heat and cut the two simanim, not burn them. The Gemara objects that the sides of the knife burn the esophagus before the shechita is completed, rendering it a treif, and it answers, Beis shechita mirvach ravach. The place of the shechita spreads apart as it's cut and is not burned by the knife. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Avuah said, Sakin shel avodas kochavim, a knife used for idolatry, meaning for idolatrous offerings, which is aser bahana, mutar lishchot ba, it's permitted to shecht with, baser lachtok ba, baser, but forbidden to cut meat with. Shechting with it is permitted because it is makalkel, damaging to the animal, which is more valuable alive than dead. Cutting meat with it is forbidden because matakenhu, it improves the meat. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, while his other assistant cut away the base of shechita from an animal he shechted using an idolatrous knife which was used to cut non-kosher meat because it absorbed forbidden flavors, which reminds us, if one shechts with an idolater's knife, which was used to cut non-kosher meat, Rav says, kolef, he must cut away the surface area which was cut by the knife, because it absorbed the forbidden flavor. Rabbi Baruch Hanna says, mediach, he can merely wash the area from any forbidden material, but no flavor was absorbed into the meat. The Gemara suggests they argue if Beis HaShechita Tzonein, the place of Shechita is cold and doesn't absorb flavor, or if the Beis HaShechita is Roseach, it's hot enough to absorb the forbidden flavor. Two other explanations are given. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. At the tea house, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. At the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a navela, which reminds us, Shmuel says the butcher must inspect the simanim after shechita to ensure they were properly cut. If he didn't, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yanai says it's considered a trefa and forbidden to eat, but a braisa teaches that it's a navela and is metame through being carried. This malchukah stems from Avhunah's principle, Behema b'chayah b'cheskas iser omedes. An animal during its lifetime is established as prohibited. Rashi explains that it was forbidden in consumption as ever mina chai until it becomes known to you how it was shechted, meaning that it was properly shechted. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yanai holds b'cheskas iser amrinah. Although we say the animal is established in a prohibited state, b'cheskas tuma lo amrinah, we do not say it's established in a state of tuma since it was not tame during its lifetime. Therefore, its status is similar to a trefa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a navela, a wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured, which reminds us, Rav Huna said an animal is becheskas iser until it's known that it was properly shechted. He added nishchata, but once it was shechted, becheskas heter omedes, it's established in a permitted state until it becomes known to you how it became a trefa. This is applied to the case of the wolf that returned with intestines that are punctured, and we're concerned that perhaps the wolf's teeth punctured a spot in the intestine which had a pre-existing hole, and the animal was a trefa. Or do we assume the holes were created by a wolf? Rav Huna answered that we're not concerned there were pre-existing holes and rely on the animal's chazaka that it was not a trefa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after Shechita, and his friends debate if the animal was a trefa or an avela. A wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them, punctured. As a waiter jumped to stop a patron from taking a fig that a bird was taking for fear there was already a hole made by a poisonous snake, which reminds us Rabbi Abba challenged Rav Huna from a Bryce, which teaches that if one saw a bird pecking at a fig or a mouse puncturing watermelons, we are concerned that the hole was made there was already a pre-existing hole made by a poisonous snake, and the fruit may not be eaten. Rav Huna replied, Mikam Adami's Isurla Sakanta, are you comparing prohibitions to danger? Sakana Shani, danger is different and is treated more stringently than concern for possible prohibition. Daf Yud, so the Simran Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, that must be around Daf Yud. The distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered that he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the Shechitor or after it when he broke some bones, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss, HaShochet B'Sokhin, if one shacks with a knife without examining it immediately before Shechita, benims his paguma, and it's found afterwards to be nicked, Rav Huna says that even if he broke bones with it all day before it was checked, the Shechita is invalid because Chayshin Shema Bo'or Nifkama were concerned that perhaps it was nicked by cutting the animal's hide as it began shechting. Rav Chissa says the Shechita is valid since the knife may have been nicked when breaking a bone. So the distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered that he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the Shechita or after it when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the Shul Mikvah and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tevila was invalid, which reminds us, Rav Chissa's challenge from a brayso, which teaches that a tamei who immersed in a mikvah and later discovered a chatzitza on himself, the tefillah is invalid, even if he handled the material the whole day after the tefillah, unless he certainly had no chatzitza beforehand. Thus, the suffix chatzitza does invalidate his apparent tefillah, and we do not assume the chatzitza developed afterwards. So the distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the Shechita or after it when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the Shul Mikvah and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tevila was invalid, didn't notice that the shul was called Beis Chazok and was designed like a Beis Menuga, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahana Milsa Da'am Rabban, from where do we derive this concept? The rabbis say, okay, Milsa Acheske, keep a thing on its prior known status until proven otherwise. Rav Yonason brings proof from the law of Nigay Batim, Tzras afflictions of houses, where the Kohen is instructed to leave the house after examining the Nega and close off the house for 7 days. But perhaps as he goes out of the house, Batsua Shura, the Nega shrinks to less than the minimum size and the closing off is ineffective. It must be that we establish the Nega on its prior Chazaka of a sufficient size. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you win that a person does not stub his toe down below on earth unless they first accreted upon him from above? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number 2. Which daf to discuss which types of mumer cannot bring a carbon? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that the source for the principle of chazaka comes from nigei batim? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss heka de efshar, perhaps where it's possible to avoid relying on rove, it's possible and we do not rely on it? That's on daf. Yudov. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn Gedolim Tzadikim B'Misasan Yosem V'Chayen from the story of the Nevi Sheker's body touching the bones of Elisha and then coming back to life? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that Tarovis of Damai is permitted? That's on Duff. Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss sources for Ruba Delese Kaman, a majority that is not in front of us? For example, a case where one strikes his father, and we question whether the father is really his father. That's on Duff. Yudov. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the Remer prohibited wine of Kusim and Amorai made them Koovde Kochavim Gamurim? That's on Duff. Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that the source for Ruba Delese Kaman, a majority that is in front of us, is Akri Rabbi Mahatos? That's on Duff. Yudov. Good. Number 10. Which stuff to discuss what the din is in a case where a wolf took intestines and returned them punctured? That's on Duff. Tess. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.